I know I don't, and I can probably safely imagine that Kelly doesn't either, buy anything online without at least reading some reviews.
Oh, I read all the reviews.
Yeah. You want to make sure that other people are having good experiences with something that you're about to put your hard-earned money on.
Absolutely.
So when Kelly ran across this review,
I should probably pass it along, especially if you're in the market for this particular product.
So what particular product are we searching for here in Britain?
This is from Amazon in the UK.
Okay.
So I'll put on my best British voice. We are reviewing the Veet Hair Removal Cream for men.
Oh, for men.
Men hair removal.
Yes. So this is a British male reviewing this product for all of you. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
After having been told my danglies looked like an elderly Rastafarian.
Okay. Oh my God!
See, that's where we're starting.
All right.
That's what hooked me on the first little sentence. I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this, as previously shaving attempts had only been mildly successful and nearly put my back out trying to reach the more difficult bits.
That's when you get a special friend.
No, I understand.
Being a bit of a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the missus' birthday as a bit of a treat. Initially, all went well. I applied the gel, stood waiting for something to happen. I didn't have long to wait.
Okay.
At first, there was a gentle warmth.
Oh.
Which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning and a feeling I can only describe as like being given a barbed wire wedgie by two people intent on hitting the ceiling with my head.
Oh my gosh.
That's graphic.
Was that a little painful? Religion hadn't featured much in my life until that night, but I suddenly became willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the turd tunnel.
Oh!
And what seemed like the destruction of the meat and two veggies.
Wow, okay.
Struggling not to bite through my bottom lip, I tried to wash the gel off in the sink and only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair.
Okay, so he's reviewing a hair removal...
Veet hair removal cream for men.
Okay.
Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom, across the hall into the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really possible. I crawled to the final yard to the fridge in the hopes of some form of cold relief. I yanked the freezer drawer out, found a tub of ice cream, tore the lid off, and positioned it under me.
Wait, what? So he has ice cream now?
He's got ice cream. He found ice cream.
He's going
to try to cool off
his
bits.
He's going to sit in some ice cream?
Don't sit in that. That's for your mouth.
The relief was fantastic. But only temporary, as it melted quite quickly. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub, I hadn't managed to give the starfish any treatment.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I groped around for something else, as I was sure my vision was going to fail soon.
Oh, no.
I grabbed a bag of what I later found out was frozen sprouts and tore it open, trying to be as quiet as I did so. I took a handful of them and tried in vain to clench some between the cheeks of my arse.
So this is a review of this hair removal.
His hair removal cream.
Is,
he's trying to use it in his tender areas.
Yeah, and it's not going well.
It didn't go well.
Not at all.
This was not doing the trick, as some of the gel had found its way up the chutney channel, and it felt like the space shuttle was running its engines behind me.
Oh my gosh.
The only solution my pain-crazed mind could come up with was to gently ease one of the sprouts where no veggie had gone before.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I think I know what that means. I think I know what that means.
Unfortunately, alerted by the strange grunts coming from the kitchen, the other half chose that moment to come and investigate, was greeted by the sight of me, arse in the air, strawberry ice cream dripping from my bell, pushing a sprout up my arse while muttering, it sounds so good. Understandably, this was a shock to her, and she let out a scream, which caused an involuntary spasm of shock in me, which resulted in the sprout being ejected at quite some speed in her direction.
Wow. So now he's shooting sprouts out his bum. Okay. This is a journey that we're all going on together.
Why does this sound sexual?
Having to explain to the kids the next day what the strange hollow in the ice cream was didn't improve my status.
You throw that away.
So to sum it up, Veet removes hair, dignity, and self-respect.
All right. So if you're in the market for Veet hair removal for men, just keep that in mind.
Have the ice ready.
Wow.
Don't touch the ice cream.
Wow.
Throw
so
away.
How many
don't
stars did he give it?
I don't think he gave it many stars. I'm going to say that he didn't get the desired effect.